It's Wednesday, October 16, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. The Political, Diplomatic and Legal Committee of the Namibia-South Africa Binational Commission convened in the coastal town of Swakopmund to review the report from the Joint Committee of Experts regarding the Orange River boundary. The committee, co-chaired by the heads of state of both of these nations, plays a crucial role in fostering bilateral relations and cooperation for benefits of their citizens. Penda Nanda, the International Relations and Cooperation Ministry's Executive Director.
The purpose of the was for the senior officials to present to the Political and Diplomatic and Legal Committee of the Namibia-South Africa Binational Commission joint report of the experts on the demarcation of the Orange River boundary. The ministers used this opportunity to also look at decisions of this Political, Diplomatic and Legal Committee that emanated from the Binational Commission, and also speaking, of course, to our foreign policy issues, and then speaking to those who are suffering under the sanctions, speaking also to the situation in the region and the continent. As well as, of course, Eswatini was removed from the SADC agenda, and we are hoping that the situation there will also hold.
Fly Namibia will restore its weekly flights between Eros and Luderitz commencing today. Passengers can book tickets at Luderitz waterfront or online. The move aims to improve regional connectivity for both locals and tourists. The managing director of Fly Namibia, André Campion.
We did the route in partnership with Total Energies. They supported the route because without their support, the route is simply not commercially viable. They've now resumed their operations at Luderitz, and that's allowed us to reintroduce the flight. But once again, with their support, without their support, it would not have been possible.
South Africa's Tourism Business Council has welcomed the new white paper on tourism development, replacing the 1996 version. The white paper has been approved for public comment by Cabinet. CEO Tsifiwa Tsifenga told Newsroom Africa that the update promotes transformation and addresses key issues, including improved market intelligence, technology and skills development to enhance tourism.
It's a process that is needed, that is necessary for us to be able to enhance what we already have. And there are proposals that are attached to those things. That speaks to the issues in terms of the opportunities that may arise. How do we then ensure that this moves into legislation?
On Tuesday, Kenya's courts refused to halt this week's Senate vote regarding the impeachment of Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua, reports Reuters. This follows last week's parliamentary decision to impeach the deputy over allegations of stirring ethnic hatred, embezzlement and undermining the government. The country's Senate is set to debate his potential removal from office today or tomorrow. Despite several legal challenges, the impeachment process continues unabated. The United Kingdom has announced new sanctions targeting extremist Israeli settlers. The sanctions also target organizations the UK government says have supported violence against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. Bringing us the latest update is Simon Gaitan.
According to the UN, there have been over 1,400 settler attacks against Palestinians recorded since October 2023. Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories are widely considered illegal by the international community. The UK's Foreign Secretary David Lammy accused the Israeli government of inaction over settler violence, which he says has allowed an environment of impunity to flourish. Lammy called on the Israeli government to crack down on settler violence and, quote, stop settler expansion on Palestinian land. Simon Gaitan, London.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.